Welcome to the Allow, Soften, Soothe practice. So, choosing your position for doing this practice and finding a posture that's going to allow you to take care of yourself and be comfortable. And taking a few moments to orientate yourself into this present moment. So noticing any things from the past or the future that might be drawing on your attention, and inviting your mind to unhook from these and to come into this embodied moment. This experience of your feet on the ground, your backside on the chair or the cushion, sounds in the room that you're in, the experience of your breath in your belly or your chest, just returning repeatedly to what's happening in this moment. And reminding yourself that we are inviting our attention not just to be here, not just to be present, but to be present, if we can, with a sense of kindness. And if it's helpful to use a gesture of touch to remind yourself of that, to feel that in the body, then just doing that now. And remembering with this practice to go gently with ourselves, to open only to as much as feels wise for us to do. And so with that in mind, the invitation is to identify some area of difficulty that you might be experiencing currently or recently. Maybe some physical health problem or pain, some difficulty in a relationship, some difficulty in someone who is close to you, who you really care about. And as we select the difficulty that we will work with, seeing if it can be something that generates some sort of stress or discomfort in the body, but also something that's not going to be so big that it would be unmanageable within the context of this short practice. and using your own inner wisdom to select what will be right for you to work with now. And as you select, just bringing into your mind's eye as clearly as possible the elements of the situation, the people involved, the things that might have been said or not said. And considering what emotions this situation or event evokes for us. Perhaps it generates anger or sadness, loneliness, despair, fear, confusion, longing. Just seeing what emotions are here for you as you recall this event or situation. And if you find that there are quite a number of emotions, then just seeing if one in particular stands out as being the strongest or most intense, and selecting that one. And naming this emotion. And perhaps naming it in a way that offers a sense of gentleness and understanding to yourself as you're saying it. That's sadness. That's anger. And now the invitation is to open your awareness to your body, the whole of your body, and taking a moment to scan your body from the top of your head through to the tips of your toes, and just noticing where in your body this feeling might be found. The feeling may show up as some kind of tightness or tension, discomfort, sort of feeling of butterflies, achiness, heartache. And if you find this location in the body, inviting your attention to settle here. And if there's nowhere in the body that you can identify this emotion, then just knowing that that's quite normal. Just staying with the sensations, the experience of the emotion, however you experience it. And so whether we're focusing on the emotion in the body location or simply the experience of the emotion, just seeing if we can allow this experience to be here just as it is. So noticing how we may go off into a story or a narrative about what we're experiencing, rationalizing, justifying, explaining, just inviting ourselves to unhook from that and to allow this physical or emotional experience to be here as fully as we can, as fully as it feels wise for us to allow it to be here. And inviting, if we can, ourselves to release any need to get rid of it, fix it, change it. Perhaps telling ourselves that this is here, we're already feeling this. We can be with this. Even if it's just to touch in for it for a moment. So gently making space for this sensation, emotion, giving it room, bringing a sense of kindly curiosity, allowing it to be here. Holding this experience with our gentle but strong and courageous attention. And despite our best intentions to open to this, we may find that we experience some bracing, some tightening, some resisting. Should be really understandable. But just seeing if we're aware of anything like that, to see if it's possible for us to soften into that location in the body. Or soften any sense of resistance to the emotion if we're working more with the emotion than the physical sensation. Allowing any muscles to soften as if in warm water, softening, softening. And then the invitation is to invite yourself to soothe yourself as you experience this difficulty. You may like to place your hand over the part of the body that feels distressed or uncomfortable, feeling the warmth and gentle touch of your hand, imagining kindness flowing through your hand into your body. Perhaps thinking of your body as if it were the body of a beloved child. And perhaps there are some comforting words of kindness you might want to offer to yourself. And it may be these come straight away to you. Or it may be that it's helpful to imagine a friend who is struggling with some similar kind of difficulty, and just bringing to mind what you might say to this friend. Maybe, "I'm so sorry that you feel this way," or "I care deeply about you," or whatever your words are that come to your mind, and then seeing if you can offer yourself some similar words. Allowing, softening, and soothing. Holding yourself with this tender embrace. And as we come towards the end of the practice, just letting go of any kind of structure, except to just be present with your experience as it arises. So just allowing yourself to rest in your experience, be with yourself just as you are in this moment.